Well, it's my absolute privilege just to extend a really warm welcome to each of you tonight. Whether you've been coming along for years or whether you're visiting us for the first time, on behalf of the Skylark Church team, it is so great to have you with us here celebrating Christmas. Now, it was all about blinds for me. You know that inevitable little meltdown that you have just before Christmas? Well, for me, it was all centered around blinds or lack thereof. You see, I don't know if anyone else does this, but I kind of set the bar up here when it comes to hosting people for Christmas. But the margins in my life are just not there for the preparation phase. And so I was actually feeling a little bit ahead of myself this year. I thought most of the presents were bought, things were ready, and then it happened. On the 23rd, I walked into our dining room and suddenly realized that we still have no blinds on the windows. And we haven't been, living in the house for too long, but 3 years is just beyond the acceptable period to still have no blinds on your dining room window, right? And I think the thing is that after a while, the absence of blinds just becomes a norm for you. And so I walked into the dining room and there I saw still no blinds. And I could imagine my mother's voice in my head saying, "They do dress a window, don't they? Blinds. You know, it is nice to have some kind of curtain or hanging just to make things a little bit cozier." And I felt this terrible feeling of dread mixed with fear, mixed with inadequacy, mixed with failure in that moment. So obviously I did the only logical thing, which is yell to Pete and say, "Is there any way we can possibly get some blinds by Christmas Day?" The answer was a definite no, let's just put it that way, at which point the meltdown happened. You know, the perfect Christmas is this elusive holy grail that we set ourselves up for every time. Now, on paper, if I was filling out a form, it would say Minister of Religion, so I should know better, right? I understand that this time of year is not about having the biggest turkey or all of the decorations looking immaculately, every bauble in its place. It's not about the trimmings, it's not about the externals, and yet there I was, 23rd of December, I'm just being real, having a meltdown over the lack of blinds. And you know what? It didn't stop there, did it? No. Because my stepmom and dad had very generously given us a sum of money towards Christmas dinner. Brilliant. But it came with one teeny tiny string. That was to include the purchasing of wine. And my stepmom only drinks white wine, and she only drinks a Chenin Blanc. So not just that, there was a particular one in the co-op that she wanted us to buy. Great. That sounds easy on paper, doesn't it? Three co-ops later, and a stop off at about 10 o'clock when we had a babysitter there. We were supposed to be enjoying a party, but no, the lure of finding this Chenin Blanc was too strong, and we had to stop into our fourth co-op in Chelmsford to see if they had it. Came out with two bottles, that's all they had, and thought, what are we going to do? And so eventually, of course, we ended up in Tesco's in all of the crazy queues. Perfect Christmas. Anyone else a bit like me? Anyone else had a little mini meltdown at some point over Christmas this year about what hasn't been done or what has been done? Right? I don't think I'm alone looking around the room. But you see, the quest for the perfect Christmas absolutely 100% misses the point. You see, Christmas may be a time where, like me, you feel it highlights your inadequacies. Maybe it highlights your lack. Maybe it highlights the things that you don't have ready, the things you've left undone for yet another year, a bit like Blind Gate. But Christmas is a story of a dad in heaven who knew that as his children chose to turn their back and walk away and make choice after choice after choice that would lead to destruction, that would lead to poverty, that would lead to greed, that would lead to exploitation, that would lead to conflict. This dad in heaven loved his children so passionately that he wanted to find a way to embrace our inadequacy, our humanity, our frailty, our fragility, all the things we've left undone, all the things that we've done that we wish we hadn't. And so he chose to do the most incredible thing. He chose to become one of us. He chose to lay aside the majesty and the splendor of heaven and embody tiny baby to walk and talk among us, to demonstrate what it is to truly live a life in all its fullness, to heal the sick, to love the poor, to reach out to the marginalized. You see, Christmas is not about perfection. It's about a God who understands our imperfection and decided to do something about it. And that little baby that we saw in that beautiful clip grew to be a man who would one day stretch out his arms on a cross and die for you and for me. Why? Because he loved us. Because he wanted to make a way for us to be in relationship with our dad in heaven. And so wherever you're at tonight, whether you feel inadequate, whether you're here and you feel lonely, maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one. Christmas isn't an easy time of year for many of us, I know. Perhaps you're here and you feel like on paper, you've got all the externals ticked, every tick box done. Maybe you're one of those smug people that had all your presents ready before Advent even began. But with all of that, maybe you still feel there's something missing. If that's you tonight, I want to tell you that there is good news. Tidings of great joy for all mankind. There's a God who loved you and who loved me so much that he made a way to deal with our shame, to deal with our guilt, to deal with our pain, and to give us a blank canvas. If you want to step into 2017 with a hope, with joy, with forgiveness, with a future, then I want to put to you tonight that the one you're looking for is Jesus. I'm going to finish with these verses. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. If you want to find out anything more about this incredible Jesus, this baby in a manger who grew to be a man who would die and rise again, we would love to chat to you. But for now, we're going to move into another carol. We're going to stand and sing together, Love Came Down.